Greetings and welcome to our last minicast on Parashat Va'era. And this minicast comes along with a little story and a debt of gratitude to someone whose name I do not know. 11 years ago, in January of 1998, I was visiting Yerushalayim, and I was actually visiting out of town of Yerushalayim, and at the very last minute had to dash into Yerushalayim to pick something up, and was sitting on a bus next to a young man who was studying at Rav Steinsaltz's yeshiva. And he turned around in typical Yerushalmi fashion and without introducing himself in any way, just gave me shared an observation of his own on the end of Parashat Va'era. So in the name of that unnamed anonymous passenger who sat next to me on a bus in Yerushalayim 11 years ago, I'd like to share this Dvar Torah. At the very end of the parsha, we are dealing with the aftermath of Makat Barad, of the hail. And the last few psukim of the parsha read as follows. Vayishlach Paro vayikra l'Moshe l'Aharon, vayomer lohim chatati apam Adonai hatzadik v'ani ve'ami harasha'im. In fashion that we've become all too familiar with, Paro calls Moshe Aharon, admits that he has sinned, Hashem is correct. This indeed is a greater statement of admission than earlier, but it's still not enough. And the sense is that Paro is about to cave in. So Paro essentially is saying, call off the plague and I'll let you go. So he said, Moshe agrees. As far as you and your courtiers are concerned, I know that you don't yet fear God. The flax and the barley were hit, because they had already risen. So there are other grains that were not hit because they were late bloomers. In other words, this happened sometime in March when barley was already in its stalks and the wheat was yet not ripe. And then Moshe leaves, and he prays, and the Barad stops, and Paro, of course, his heart gets hard. He doesn't send B'nai Israel, exactly like Hashem said, and that's the end of the parsha. So the question that this fellow asked was, what are we doing with this farm report in the middle of Moshe's speech? It sounds as if Moshe said to Paro, you don't yet fear God. And then we have two psukim, Laman Aleph and Laman Bet, which give an interjection of the text of describing which things were attacked. The location here is very odd. It really should be back in Pasuk Chaf Vav, after Chaf Vav, where it describes the plague, it should say which things got hit and which things did not get hit. Why is it here? So he suggested the following, that this is not a farm report, this is not a disaster report, this is not a courtier coming in the middle and interrupting Paro and Moshe's dialogue with this information. Rather, this is all part of Moshe's speech. Moshe is saying to Paro that I know that you do not yet fear God. And then Moshe points out and he says, take a look. Those crops which were standing up tall and stiff and inflexible were attacked. But those things like the wheat that were yet humble, yet lowly, yet soft and yielding were not attacked. And that should be the lesson to you, Paro. Take a lesson from your own crops. If you can bend, if you can accept submission to God, if you can accept who the ruler of the universe is, you won't be attacked. But if you stand up stiff and tall and unbending and unyielding, like the barley and the flax that were already attacked, you see what will happen to you. Indeed, a beautiful lesson with which to end this very powerful parsha. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat. And we will pick up with the daily minicasts after Shabbat with Parashat Bo.